Jack and News. Trending now. Trending now.
On the roads, the traffic still moving slowly in Midrand between Allendale Road and the Olifantsfontein Road exit on the N1 North. And you can expect some slow-moving traffic in Buccleuch due to a stationary vehicle on the N3 North after Marlborough Drive.
The ANC Youth League says it will be marching to the Johannesburg Stock Exchange tomorrow to demand jobs and the redistribution of financial resources to support youth-owned enterprises and SMMEs. The march follows Kusato's protest at the JSE earlier this week over job losses and the 70 learners who were rushed to hospital after they've been admitted for food poisoning, presumably, have been discharged from hospital. And moving abroad, everyone makes mistakes, but this was a big one. The BBC had to apologize to viewers after a graphic incorrectly forecasted winds of more than, wait for it, 20,000 kilometers per hour in London. This as Hurricane Milton battered the US state of Florida, and these technical gremlins on the BBC's weather app and website also resulted in overnight temperatures of 404 degrees Celsius being predicted for the central English city of Nottingham. More on these and other stories at 7.
Business Minute brought to you by Standard Bank. Unlock financial growth with the Money Market Select investment account, offering up to 5.25% interest and guaranteed capital.
When you're growing your money, you need to make the right choices. That's why at Standard Bank Private, we offer the best of everything. Our offshore investments are award-winning. We'll give you the best forex rates around. As SA's biggest home loan provider, we offer unmatched expertise, and you'll have access to the best financial planners and bankers. So why not visit standardbank.co.za to join Africa's best private bank today? Standard Bank is an authorized FSP and registered credit provider. T's and C's apply.
We start this segment abroad, and on the international front, shares slipped in New York and Europe today. This as the latest U.S. inflation report strengthened the case for a slower pace of interest rate cuts. All three major U.S. Wall Street indices were marginally lower in midday trading, this after all-time highs yesterday. In Europe, Paris, Frankfurt and London, all indices also closed slightly lower there. Back home, Sibanye-Stillwater is liable to pay compensation to investment firm Appian Capital Advisory. This is over the termination of a $1.2 billion deal. Sibanye withdrew this bid to buy Appian Brazil's nickel and copper mines in 2022, so London's High Court had to step in today. Sibanye's shares in Johannesburg fell by 7.1%. A dollar at this stage trading at R17.54, a euro R19.16 and a pound R22.90. Gold is trading at $2,628 per fine ounce and oil at $78.17. I'm Marlene Fischer. More news at 7.
Tijd vir die sportbulletin met Joe Mann en dit word geborg deur Superbets. Ken jy jou sport beter as enige iemand anders? Bewys dit by superbets.co.za. Superbets, die plek om te wed, spin, speel en wen.
Rugby news up first. John Plumtree believes that the likes of Evan Etzebeth are itching to play for the Sharks before the Springboks year-end tour, but he believes the challenge now for the Durban outfit is how to use them. Speaking at a teleconference from Italy, Plumtree is focused on ending the Sharks' European tour on a high as the Durbanites gear to face Italian club Benetton in round 4 of the Vodacom URC on Saturday. And Springbok playmaker Damian Willemse is reportedly said to be calling the shots at fly half when the DHL Stormers and Edinburgh clash in the Scottish capital on Saturday. According to Netwerk 24, Willemse is expected to run out in the number 10 jumper at the Hive Stadium, with fellow Bok World Cup winner Warwick Gallant set to line up and make his first start of the 2024-25 Vodacom URC season at fullback. And Rafa Nadal's retirement announcement left Novak